Now, when he took up the job a few weeks ago, the Gartha Commissioner, Justin Kelly, said he wanted to focus on crime in rural Ireland, saying that people in rural communities can feel vulnerable and isolated. We can talk now to the Fermoy-based Superintendent, Michael Corbett, who's the Commissioner's newly appointed rural crime lead. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel, and thanks for having me on.
Not at all. I mean, I think a lot of people are going to be interested in this new position. The Gartha Commissioner acknowledged that some people in rural Ireland feel vulnerable. So how can your new role help them?
Yes, indeed, Rachel. I suppose my role as a rural crime lead, I suppose, comes from a lot of other police jurisdictions have rural crime leads. And I suppose my focus will be on ensuring a collaborative approach between An Garda Síochána, local authorities, farming organisations and rural communities around the whole area of rural crime. And I suppose I will be the coordinator for a lot of the national organisations that have issues and, you know, want to discuss issues around rural crime, what the issues are on the ground. And I'll be able to relay that back then at a national level to our senior management teams around the country. And we can see how we can tackle those issues and those trends as they emerge.
And as you see it at the moment then, what are those issues? I mean, do you worry that some people at the moment see no point in reporting, say, a break-in?
Yeah, well, I suppose that's, one of the main messages I want to get across to people today, Rachel, is that no matter what, how small a crime it is, I would encourage everybody to report crimes to An Garda Síochána, regardless of whether they're rural or urban. Look, if it's not reported, we can't investigate it. And it's vitally important that, you know, we give people the confidence to report any type of crime. And we can assure you in An Garda Síochána that we will be fully investigating those crimes if they're reported to us. You know, so I suppose from a rural crime point of view, of course, there's the anxiety out there amongst older people and community groups because they feel vulnerable because of the geographical areas in which, you know, they reside and they live in. And I suppose In Garda Síochána have, you know, we have community policing teams embedded in communities throughout the country. And it's about coordinating, I suppose, our approach to rural crime and giving that reassurance that we're there if crimes are reported, that they will absolutely be investigated, you know.
Do you have any concerns that the fear of crime in some areas is actually greater than the real problem, than the real threat?
Yes, I would say that, and that has always been an issue, Rachel, that, you know, there is a fear of crime, I suppose, as we come into the winter months now and the evenings get shorter and the dark evenings are closing in. Rural communities, and especially older people in rural communities, do have a fear of crime. But I suppose what I want to reassure people is An Garda Síochána have been tackling rural crime head on and will continue to tackle all sorts of crime, and indeed as well as rural crime head on. I think it's important to highlight the fact that, you know, our district courts up and down and the length and breadth of the country are full to the hilt every week. I see the courts down here in Cork in particular. You know, they're very busy places. If you go into any district court, they're full of prosecutions being taken by An Garda Síochána for various different things, from road traffic to thefts to burglaries, you name it. We're prosecuting people every day of the week, and I suppose sometimes it doesn't be reported. It goes, a lot of the time that goes, that kind of work at district court level goes unnoticed. I think since COVID hit, prior to COVID, there used to be local reporters in the district courts reporting on court cases and prosecutions, and I suppose we've lost that since COVID, and it's something that
you'd obviously, you know, like to see it back.
Absolutely, I'd love to see it back because it just highlights the work that's been done by An Garda Síochána up and down the length and breadth of the country.
Do you have the resources you need?
We do have the resources we need, and I suppose it's about coordinating them and about deploying them as efficiently and as effectively as we can. I suppose we've national strategies there in relation to Operation Tor that was, you know, launched again last week, the winter version of Operation Tor, which has been a very successful strategy in relation to targeting burglary gangs throughout the country. We have Operation Tarraga, which targets retail theft nationwide, and we have Operation Tara, which is targeting the sale and supply of drugs. So, you know, we've great successes, but I suppose some of the time they don't get reported because of just, I suppose, there's so much going on in the world around us. And, you know, the local reporters that used to report on the papers, like there's great cases and great convictions going through our district courts and our circuit courts.
All right.
And sometimes they don't get, you know, they don't get noticed or reported.
Well, listen, many thanks for taking the time to talk to us this afternoon and the best of luck with the new job. That was Superintendent Michael Corbett, who's the new lead for rural crime. We'll be back with more on the news at 1 after a quick break.